Culture will begin in 60 seconds. On the screen, state your name and then you are ready to address the committee. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and will be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 1-844-291-6364. Again, that number is 1-844-291-6364. And the access code is 974-5877. Once again, the access code is 974-5877. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and/or committee website. When we move to public comment, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This could be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted and you will then be ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you need to mute the device you are watching the hearing from prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing, as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings in as close to the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag times for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools or technologies. Please be respectful and patient so all interested parties can be heard. We have one bill on today's agenda. Before we hear the presentation on the bill, let's establish a quorum. Our consultant, can you please call the roll?
Galjani?
Here.
Galjani here. Wilk?
Present.
Wilk present. Caballero?
Present.
Caballero present. Dolly?
Present.
Dolly present. Glazer?
Senator Glazer, present.
Thank you. Glazer, present. We have a quorum.
The consultant notes a quorum has been established, and it is now time to hear from the author. It's my understanding that Assemblymember Lamone has asked Senator Caballero to present AB 1205 on her behalf. We thank the Assemblymember for helping us maintain social distancing during this busy time. Senator Caballero, you may present Assemblymember Lamone's Assembly Bill 1205.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and members. Thank you for the opportunity to present AB 1205 on behalf of Assemblymember Limon. This bill will support the evolution of the California flower industry by codifying the decision made by the California Cut Flower Commission to reduce board membership and eliminate term limits. Since the commission was first established in 1990, there has been a decrease in the number of flower producers in the state of California. As a result, it has been difficult for the commission to fill all 13 positions on the board, even more so with the turnover caused by term limits. To address this, the commission voted to approve a legislative proposal to reduce board membership and eliminate the term limits to ensure the commission is efficient while still representing the growers throughout the state. This bill codifies the board's decision to reduce board membership from 13 to 9 members, eliminate the term limits, and also authorizes the Secretary of Food and Agriculture to reconvene the commission should the board vote to dissolve itself in the future. With me today to testify in support of AB 1205 and answer any questions is Lauren Nolan Hodgick, representing the Cut Flower Commission.
We will now move on to anyone wanting to testify in support. Due to constraints regarding the length of hearings, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, committee chairs may institute time limits on testimony. Each side will be permitted an equal time determined by the chair. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measure. I believe we have on the telephone line Lauren Nolan Hodgick, representing the California Cut Flower Commission. Moderator, can we please get Lauren on the line?
Lauren is on the line, and your line is open.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Lauren Nolan Hodgick on behalf of the California Cut Flower Commission. Thank you for this opportunity. Senator Caballero said it very well and explained what this is really about. The cut flower industry has changed quite a bit since its inception, and because of that, it necessitates some changes to how its board is structured and how long those term limits are going to be. Further, unfortunately, the commission is terminating at the end of 2020 due to economic factors and some other issues, but they would like to have the ability to reconstitute themselves and reestablish themselves in the future. So this bill allows for that procedure should they choose to do so. Again, I thank you for this opportunity and here to answer any questions, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other witnesses in the room here in room 4203? Seeing none, we will now move on to the witnesses waiting to testify via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of AB 1205, we will begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone line, if you are in support of AB 1205, please press 10 at this time. Again, 10 if you are in support. At this time, we do have one in our queue.
Thank you, moderator.
We will go to line 14. Number 14, your line's open.
Madam Chair and members, Anthony Molina on behalf of the California State Floral Association in support of this bill. Thank you.
Once again, if you are in support, please press 10. At this time, there are no further in the queue. Please continue, Ms. Chair.
To the moderator, can you please check the line once again to be sure that we have heard from all of the support witnesses on AB 1205?
Absolutely. And once again, if you are in support of AB 1205, please press 10. At this time, we have no further in support.
Thank you. Having heard from all the supporters, we will now follow the same process and hear from any opposition. Let's move to any witnesses that might be here in room 4203 in opposition to the bill. Seeing none, we will now move to witnesses waiting to testify via the teleconference service. To the moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in opposition of AB 1205, we will begin.
And if you are in opposition of AB 1205, please press 10 at this time. Again, 10 if you're in opposition of AB 1205. At this time, we have none in opposition.
To the moderator, if you can please check the line one more time to be sure we have heard from any opposition witnesses.
Absolutely. Once again, if you are in opposition of AB 1205, please press 10. At this time, there are none in opposition. Please continue, Madam Chair.
Thank you to all of our support and opposition witnesses. We will now bring the discussion back to the members. And for our remote member, if you wish to ask a question, you can ask the moderator to open the line for your line. Do any of our members have questions or comments? Senator Dolly?
Do we have
a motion on the bill? Do we have any further questions or comments from members? I'm looking to Senator Glazer. Okay, seeing none, we have a motion on the bill. Senator Caballero, would you like to close?
Just respectfully ask for an aye vote. I think this is eminently reasonable and appreciate the author coming forward with this bill.
Thank you, Senator Caballero. We have a motion on the bill. The move has been forward for an aye vote. Will the secretary please call the roll?
And the motion is to do pass to Appropriations Committee. Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Dolly?
Aye.
Dolly, aye.
That bill is out.
Senator Glazer, I didn't hear my name called.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Senator Glazer.
Senator Glazer, aye.
I apologize.
Senator Glazer, aye. Thank you.
Senator Glazer. That bill is out. Thank you to all the individuals who participated in public testimony today. If you were not able to testify today, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Agriculture Committee or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing records. Thank you, and we appreciate your participation. Thank you, everyone, for your patience and cooperation. We have concluded the agenda. The Senate Committee on Agriculture is adjourned.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes.
I would just like to, I think this is your last Ag Committee, and I would just like to thank you for being a great chair and representing agriculture in a very responsible and respectful way. So I just want to thank you for your service
you.
To this committee.
Thank you so much, Senator Dolly. I've enjoyed this role, and I'm very proud to represent our 50-plus billion-dollar agriculture industry, and I think that this time in particular, when we're experiencing all of the effects from the coronavirus pandemic, we realize how very fortunate we are that we have such a robust domestic food supply, and I think it's important as we continue to do everything that we can to ensure that we continue to have a safe domestic food supply. Thank you very much. It's been an honor.